Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk this morning, first of all, about a book called Bone Tree. This is written by Greg Isles, and it is the follow-up to a book called Natchez Burning.
Yes.
Which was made into a movie as well. And then now there's been will be a series of books by Greg Isles on this same subject. But Bone Tree is the follow-up to a book that a lot of people would be familiar with called Natchez Burning.
Right. And it's set in the 60s. The sequel happens the night of the ending of the first book. And the whole series is set in the 60s in Natchez, Mississippi, and it's based on true facts. Stanley Nelson, who is the editor, it's written in the true Southern style, and it stars Penn Cage, who is one of Greg Isles' continuing characters. He is a Southern lawyer and kind of a self-appointed detective, and he is former prosecutor. And his father in Natchez Burning is the town doctor and has been in this little community for like 40 years. And everyone loves him. And all of a sudden, a group called the Double Eagles accuse him of having an affair with his black nurse.
And now then the follow-up to that book, Bone Tree, came out just a few weeks ago.
It did.
And where does it go?
He's continuing with his father, you know, to help his father be exonerated on these charges. And he begins to dig deeper and deeper into all of the conspiracy that surrounds these racial problems and cover-ups and things. And the Bone Tree is this mythical tree that's out in the middle of a Mississippi swamp somewhere, where it's reported, or is a folk tale, that all the bones of the dead slaves and people that were connected to this have been put out there so the alligators can eat them and they can just rot. Well, nobody's ever found it. Well, Penn finds it. And when it begins to be uncovered and things are found and bones are actually found, a car is found, things like that, it just... the red tape and the intertwining of the deception and the lies just continues in mushrooms. And so the third one, I don't know the name of the third one. It hasn't come out yet, but it will bring this all to a head. And it is, the book is about maybe 300 or 400 pages long, and you cannot put it down. I read it in two nights. I mean, I didn't sleep. It was just, you can't.
And Bone Tree is the second book of what will be a trilogy then.
Yes. And the Bone Tree is same voice, same gripping drama, lies, deception. You don't know who the bad guys are. You know that Penn's one of the good guys. You're not real sure about his dad. And so you just can't put the book down. It's like, I've got to find out what's going on at the end.
We're talking with Sharon Felt, our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. Now, coming up this weekend, on Saturday, the Silver Leos are having their writer conference. You're part of that group, the
Yes.
Silver Leos group, which is a group of writers in Commerce and the surrounding area. And tell me briefly, just a minute or so, what's taking place on Saturday.
Well, it will be here at the Commerce at the Student Center, and it starts at 9 and is over at 4. The registration, I think, is $35 for members, $45 for non-members. We have five speakers and six sessions. You can choose. There are 3 one-hour sessions with 2 speakers each you get to choose from. And each of the speakers is famous and wonderful in their own right. We have Jim Ainsworth, who's a local Delta County writer. Love his East Texas writing. I mean, he gets you right in there with a feeling. Caleb Pirtle is published far and wide, and just found out the other day, Caleb was one of the founding editors of Southern Living Magazine.
Hmm.
And I think they just celebrated their 50th year, mm-hmm. and his picture was in there, and that was really exciting.
But the idea is to for writers to come in and learn how to improve their writing.
Absolutely.
And that'll be the subject throughout the day.
Yes.
And that's taking place on Saturday, and is it at the Student Center or Sam Rayburn Student Center, right?
Yes.
Okay, at the Rayburn Student Center throughout the day on Saturday. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, loved it.
And Sharon Feld is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.